Nityananda has acceded to Shachimata's request and he's wandering around Navadvip, engaged in Sankirtan. Navadvipe Nityananda Pratigare Ghare Savaparishara Sange Kirtana Bihare. Nityananda enjoyed kirtan pastimes with his associates and each of the houses within Navadvip. Savaparishara Sangha Kirtana Bihare. So this door-to-door Sankirtan is started by Nityananda in many temples around the world. In 1975, when we did Sankirtan in Los Angeles on slow days from the airport on the weekends, we would go to the apartment buildings where lots of people in a small area, and you can be a little hidden in there also. And these big apartment buildings, and devotees would work the apartments, 500 apartments, 1,000 apartments, go door to door to door in the mood of Nityananda with a straw between our teeth. Dante Trina, that verse is there, begging the people to take up Krishna consciousness. So Nityananda was doing the same thing. He went to every house in Navadvip. That means he met lots of Shaktas and worshippers of Durga. So he's going there. Navadvip Asi Prabhuvara Nityananda Hailena Kirtane Ananda Murtimanta. After arriving in Navadvip, Nityananda became the personification of ecstasy and kirtan. Kirtan Ananda. Well, I guess Prabhupada got his name for his first disciple. His first disciple in 1966 was Kirtanananda. And Achyutananda, all the Anandas. Brahmananda, Achyutananda, and Kirtananda were all friends. And they all got initiated. They were living together. At least I think a few of them. Two of them. Hayagriva, Kirtananda, maybe Achyutananda, the Mud Street Boys. And they all got initiated and they got the Brahmananda and then Kirtananda and Achyutananda. They were the first devotees to dance in the kirtan under the oak tree in the Tompkins Square Park in New York City. And Prabhupada, and they, one of the hippies there donated half a bongo. His bongos broke. So only one half was working. Bongo means two little drums. You hold between your knees and make the tal and keep the beat with the bongo. They had one and they donated at the Prabhupada. That was the first, the American mardanga, the bongo drum. And Prabhupada whipped out some pretty mean rhythms on that bongo. He played, and then he taught Kirtananda to play kartals and they danced under the tree in great bliss. So this is the, he was personification of ecstasy and kirtan. By this kirtan in Navadvip, under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yare Deke Tare Kaha Krishnupadesh Amara Agayavur Hanataradesh, Nityananda was establishing a standard for kirtan worldwide for the last 500 years. And even now, when kirtans are described, they generally say it was an ecstatic kirtan. And no one ever comes and says, so-and-so Swami came to our temple and led a pooper time kirtan, sleepy kirtan, boring kirtan, sit down in the chair kirtan, lie on the floor kirtan. They're always blissful kirtans, ecstatic kirtans at Rath Yatra, in the temple, in any function. So Nityananda was the personification of ecstasy and kirtan. And this is what it takes. Prabhupada used to say, if you're not ecstatic, then act ecstatic. Don't shuffle your feet and keep your hands in your pocket. And you go on Sankirtan, you have your hooded, standard ISKCON hooded, what do you call it, sweat jacket. A little gray or blue, and if you got a white one, then you dyed saffron if you're really cool. And zippered up in the front and little hood, it's like standard issue ISKCON army uniform all around the world. You see pictures of devotees in Harinam, Kirtan in Europe or Australia, China or America, everywhere. South America, everyone's wearing this hooded sweatshirt. Seems to be quite in, and it has pockets in it. So some people that go on Harinam, I've seen, run Harinam, and they have their hands in their pockets walking down Hare Krishna. Not too ecstatic, not participating with full heart and full enthusiasm, as Prabhupada wanted. Utsaha nischya tarya. That all devotional expressions, whether it's chanting japa, or preaching, or studying, or serving guru, or sankirtan, should be done with enthusiasm. This is the key to bhava and prema. Enthusiasm. The gopis are very, very enthusiastic about serving Krishna, about chanting his glories, about remembering him, and doing different services for him. There's no such thing as a sleepy, lazy gopi. So Nittai was the personality. He was Kirtanananda Murti Manta. Kirtanananda Murti Manta, Prabhupada Nityananda. So everyone should be a mini Murti, a mini Ananda Murti, in their own way. Because Krishna consciousness is blissful, it's happy. Kevala Ananda Kanda, Nittai and Gaur, they've initiated this Sankirtan movement in the Kali Yuga. And this process is Kevala Ananda Kanda. There's a bhajan there. Paramakaruna Pandu Ijana Nittai Gaura Chandra. I think it's this song. Paramakaruna Pandu Ijana Nittai Gaura Chandra. Sabhavatara Shura Shiramani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Something. And they are the crest jewels of all the avatars. Savashiramani, Savavatara. They're the crest jewels of all avatars, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. And they came to teach the process is blissful. Nityananda, eternally blissful personality, disseminating and broadcasting an eternally blissful process, and he's performing that process of Sankirtan in a blissful way, ecstatic way. So this is the keynote of Krishna Bhakti, is enthusiasm and joy. Enthusiasm and joy are the keynotes of Krishna Bhakti. Once Prabhupada was having a conversation with some disciples, and one disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes we see that devotees are morose in Krishna consciousness. Morose, M-O-R-O-S-E, morose, not too rosy, morose. Morose, which means they're sad, they're dejected, they're despondent, they're unhappy, sorrowful, morose, bored. And when Prabhupada heard that, he said, because the devotee said, sometimes devotees in Krishna consciousness are morose. And Prabhupada's reply was, they're not in Krishna consciousness. They're not devotees. Devotee is not morose. Devotee is happy, joyful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. If he's morose, that means he's meditating on sense gratification and not the service of Krishna and not the service of Guru. Because the body is a morbid entity, a mortal coil and a morbid frame which makes one morose. So Nityananda goes on to further describe Prati Gari Gari Seva Parishada Sanghe Niravadi Virahena Sankirtan Runge. Nityananda constantly enjoyed Sankirtan with his associates in each and every house. Parishad Sangha, Sankirtan Runga. So this is the way to relish Sankirtan, is in the association. Sankirtan, many heartfelt devotees enthusiastically chanting and dancing in glorification of the Lord's holy names for their own pleasure and purification, and for the benefit and elevation of others. This is why the Sankirtan performance is enacted. It's good for everyone. Sarva Mangala. It's all auspicious for everyone. And we see nowadays there's been a resurgence in Harinam Sankirtan around ISKCON worldwide. And a large, I think it's a lot of things coming together. The devotees are seeing the need to advance and grabbing for ways to do it and realizing that Sankirtan is the best and most powerful, effective way to make spiritual advancement if one does it. So devotees are realizing that and clubbing together, joining together in houses and temples and sanghas and venues here and there, and say enthusiastically chant the holy name for hours on end. They have kirtan festivals, 3-day kirtan festivals, non-stop kirtan for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, different countries of the world, different temples. And we can, the devotees saw the need for it. This is the international, this is the Sankirtan movement, the Hare Krishna movement, the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And of course, it took the shape of book distribution during Prabhupada's time. And he emphasized that as the Brihad Mardanga, which is Guru Maharaj. He had both. He had lots of daily Sankirtan in the Gaudiya Math, and they had a fair amount of book distribution. They had more Harinam than they did book distribution. And Prabhupada realized that book distribution is more effective for mass conversion and expansion of the preaching movement in the age of Kali. And books are powerful. But Prabhupada really emphasized the Brihad Mardanga more than the Harinam Sankirtan in one sense. And it was a very successful approach. Many thousands of devotees worldwide. Hundreds of temples opened here and there. But now we're getting back to the roots of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Kol and Kartal. Clap your hands, sing the mantra, dance joyfully, and pass out books and prasadam. So they're going house to house. And sometimes people are attributing a lot of the resurgence of Harinam Sankirtan to Aindra's dedicated and tireless efforts to preach Harinam Sankirtan and to engage in Harinam Sankirtan and dedicate his whole life to one mantra, the Maha Mantra. Although he was an expert musician and played harmonium and mridanga and all kinds of instruments, and he could also sing bhajans very beautifully, and he did on occasion, privately, here and there. But he didn't cut bhajan tapes. I was like, Vaishnava bhajans. He said, there's only one mantra, Hare Krishna mantra. I don't know any other mantras. He knew, but that was his emphasis. And that kind of fixation and concentration and dedication to the Maha Mantra was contagious, and it really ignited a revolution, I would say, around the world. And there's lots of other great kirtan leaders. But I think in the last 10 years, Aindra's prabhav and impact has been felt everywhere. And the proof of it is that devotees everywhere are singing quote-unquote Aindra's melodies, although they're actually ragas. But we didn't know much about ragas. In the West, we knew about Bing Bong Ding Dong Kirtan. And then he studied, came to India and studied the ragas and learned them well and embellished them and elaborated on them with his own artistic flair and produced a very wonderful rendition of these traditional ragas. And then it became, you could say it's Aindra's version, Aindra's version of the traditional ragas. And that version, it was adopted and imitated by all the devotees around the world. I even hear Babaji's at Radhakund over the loudspeakers singing Aindra's rendition of these traditional ragas many times. So he himself borrowed the ragas from them and got the ragas from, because I would go with Aindra sometimes. I went to Barsana with him, Tamohan, Madan Mohan, Kirtaniya years ago, and I've been to Radhakund recording several places, different famous bhavas who would come in kirtan and do Harinam, and Aindra would record them. So he did his homework and did his research, and he knew music well, so he perfected those ragas and such an attractive renditions, very very sweet and beautiful. And it's rolling on. He who reasons ill will say the Vaishnavas die while thou art still living in sound. And while living, they try to spread the holy name around. So he was living and spreading the holy name around, and now he's not manifest before our eyes, but he's still spreading the holy name around, and even more. It became more spread around. And this was his very purpose of his life, to glorify Radha and Krishna through Harinam Sankirtan. And that's exactly what Nityananda is doing, and that's the basic foundation of Krishna consciousness movement. Gauranga's Prem Nam Sankirtan movement means Harinam Sankirtan. None of the associates of Lord Chaitanya were immediately, his immediate associates were distributing books, but just shortly after Lord Chaitanya left this world, then there was a kind of interest in book distribution. Jiva Goswami, who had practically little or no association with Lord Chaitanya that I know of, directly, but he took the next level from the Harinam Sankirtan to transcendental book distribution as a form of Sankirtan. He started the Brihad Mridanga, Jiva Goswami. Brihad Mridanga distribution started with Sri Jiva Goswami Pad when he sent out a team of three book distributors, quite a powerful team, Shamananda Prabhu and Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya and Srinivas Acharya, who of course were all expert kirtaniers in their own right, and even pioneers in different special styles of kirtan also, Narottam and Srinivas. But they dedicated a large part of their lives to disseminating these wonderful books of the Goswamis to Orissa, throughout Orissa and Bengal and Assam and Manipur, had copies made and spread the teachings, and then of course on the basis of Sankirtan. So I know today, even in Delhi, there are some devotees there, that some brahmacharis, they regularly, almost every day, I think every day, they're going out, on at least once or twice a day, they're going out for Harinam. And wherever they're invited, they have a van and they have some special sound system for a street Sankirtan. They took an auto rickshaw. I got one donated, I think, by the temple. And it's an auto rickshaw for sound. So it has huge batteries, or it runs off the engine, whatever. And big, huge speakers, an amplifier. It's all contained there, and it has two wireless microphones. And they go everywhere, and they follow with a Sankirtan van of devotees, and the auto rickshaw goes to Chandi Chowk or anywhere, and they blast off the streets. Because it's moving on the street, so they're just dancing, and it's going slowly on the street with a license and everything, and really drowning the people in transcendental sound. It's a brilliant idea. And then they have all arrangements for broadcasting the holy name. And they're going out regularly. I just heard there was a program today in northern part of Delhi, and the brahmacharis went over there to that program with some family's daughter's birthday, and they're not even initiated, but they called the temple and said, could some devotees please come over and do Harinam Sankirtan for my daughter's 10th birthday? They said, sure, we're there. And they packed up, and it's an hour and a half drive to that house, an hour and a half back, and they did kirtan for a couple hours, and everyone was joyful, and this is how it's going on. So Lord Chaitanya is going house to house, every house. It says sabghare, pratighare, sabghare. Every single house they went to. So door-to-door sankirtan means door-to-door book distribution, and it did during Prabhupada's time. I personally went door-to-door so many times, so many days. I went door-to-door, knock on a door, and they say, hello. So, yeah, we're students, we're volunteers, we're passing out these interesting books. Right? You're a vegetarian, interested in yoga, meditation, this, that, philosophy, psychology. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, and then take this book and this and that. Parama Mohana Sankirtana Malavesh Degite Sukriti Paya Ananda Vishesh. When the people saw the enchanting dress of Nityananda, who was the leader of the Sankirtan party, the pious people were greatly satisfied. Sankirtana Malavesh. The Mala, I guess the Mala means the in charge. His Mala also means wrestler. I don't know if Lord Chaitanya was dressed as a wrestler, but Sankirtana Malavesh. So he was in this Vesh. Parama Mohan, they became it was very enchanting. And the two Sukritis, the Sukritis, Sukriti Jana, the good people, they were absorbed in bliss to see. So this means they were especially pleased on seeing Nityananda Prabhu's enthusiasm for Sankirtan. So history is always repeating itself, as all of us have witnessed on Harinam Sankirtan. Devotees in the room and devotees listening and around the world. When we go on Sankirtan and we chant and dance in the streets, then the pious people, the Sukritis, they become happy. They say, oh, your boys and girls are so enthusiastic. You look so happy. What makes you so happy? You're on drugs? No, it's the holy name. You chant with us. See, we have that, see the sign there, the one lady on the stick, she's carrying a sign with the Ma mantra. It's like Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. No, not Rama. Rama. Like that, Hare Rama. So then they sing, oh yeah, this is nice. So the people are very satisfied. And of course, that's the Sukritis. That means that the bad people were not satisfied. Srimastake Shobe Bahuvida Pattavas Tarupari Bahuvida Malajera Vilas. So now the author describes how beautiful Nityananda looked in his Parama Mohan Vesh, most enchanting transcendental garments. Nityananda's head was decorated with various silk cloths, upon which was placed various flower garlands. So actually it's quite correct that he was dressed like a wrestler. Sankirtan Malavesh. Says the Parama Mohana Sankirtan Malavesh. The Sankirtan performance, the Sankirtan party was most enchanting. And why? Because Nityananda was dressed like a wrestler. Wrestlers wear turbans on their head and they put garlands and flowers, the Indian wrestlers, because it's a natural sport, it's country sport. It's not something done in the cities, it's what the village boys do. Krishna Balaram and the coward boys would wrestle. They go out with the cows and the cows are grazing in the pastures of Govardhan. And then the boys go under some shady trees and they clear some of the brambles away and then they make some little area and they have a little designated little wrestling arena. And the sand on the Yamuna or some soft dirt underneath some banyan trees. And they start pairing off and wrestling. Subal and Balaram and Sridham and Krishna. And they have competition. And so they put some sprigs behind their ear, put some mango sprigs, or they have already have their turbans on their head and put some flowers on their head. And they dress like this. And it looks Parama Mohan Vesh, very enchanting, very attractive and beautiful. So he's dressed like that. Got flower garlands on his head. His head had various kinds of fine silk cloths. That means it's red and blue, different colors. Wrestlers are usually dressed very colorfully in traditional Vedic, Vedic times. Kante bahu vida mani mukta swarna har shuti mule shobe mukta kanchana apar. Around Nittai's neck he wore necklaces made of jewels, pearls and gold. His ears were adorned with golden earrings set with pearls. And that's a pretty enchanting Sankirtan uniform. I put on a kurtan dhoti and a few pearl necklaces and probably the thieves would jump on us. But he's Balaram, there's no problem. Suvarnera angada balya shobe kare najani kateka Amala Shobe Kalevare. Nittai wore beautiful gold armlets and bracelets. I do not know how many flower garlands decorated his body. Beautiful. There's a whole long description here of the beauty of Nityananda done by a lover of Nityananda. So no one can describe the beauty of the lover more than the beloved. Radharani sometimes describes Krishna's beauty is Sundari Rupam. And she does it through the context of teaching parrots how to speak about Krishna. So she says, oh Shuk, oh Shari, you glorify Krishna. You should say, oh Krishna, you're the most beautiful, enchanting person in the world. And she starts speaking one verse after another about the glorious bodily features, the transcendental form of Krishna, his beautiful lotus eyes, and his beautiful long wavy black curly hair, and his broad chest, and long serpentine arms, and beautiful neck and nose. And so Radharani so expertly and precisely and carefully and glorifying her Shamsundar through the mouths of the, on the pretext of training the parrots and inducing the parrots to, this is what you should say. Then they say it. So Krishna hears it twice. He hears the his glorification from Radharani, then he hears the parrots repeating what she's teaching them. Vrindavan Das Thakur is a devotee of Nityananda. He's a lover of Nityananda. So now he's really relishing because he's describing so many verses. 9-10 verses about the beauty of Lord Nityananda. Very specifically. So of course he's seeing all this in his Bhav Drishti, in his heart's vision. As Sanjay saw the battlefield of Kurukshetra with his Divya Drishti, his transcendental television. Vrindavan Das Thakur is seeing with Samadhi Vashya. This is Samadhi Vashya, the language of Samadhi. He's entering, he's deeply meditating on Gaur Leela. And he's entered Leela Pravesh. He's deeply entered the Leela called Leela Pravesh. He become Tanmoy with the Leela, Tanmoy with Nityananda. And he's seeing Nityananda, eye to eye, heart to heart, mind to mind. And then he starts describing what he's seeing in his meditation. And that's his samadhi. It's his samadhi, bhakti samadhi. And what he's seeing, he's writing about. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur, I don't believe he met Nityananda, as far as I know. He was born sometime after. Just shortly after Nityananda left this world. But he's seeing so beautifully and describing so specifically. And no one can describe such specific aspects of another person's beauty unless they're seeing them. Gorochana, Gorochana Chandane, Lepita Sarva Anga, Niravari Bala Gopalera Prayaranga. Nitai's entire body was smeared with sandalwood pulp mixed with Gorochana. He always sported like a cowherd boy. Basically, he's dressed like a... says, Balagopala Praya Ranga. Practically speaking, Praya. He was almost... he was like Balagopal. He was in this mood of a young boy, 4 or 5, 6 years old, sporting and playing. Kiya purva loha danda dharena lilai porna dasha anguli suvarna mudrikai. Nityananda was effortlessly carrying a wonderful iron danda, staff. Nitai's 10 fingers were all decorated with gold rings. Suvarna mudrikaya. Porna dasha anguli. So he was wearing all these golden rings and his golden ring and clad hand was clutching this iron rod to chastise the Kali Kukur, the Kali Kukur Chadi, to chastise the dog of Kali, the mad dog of Kali is barking nonsense talk and prajalpa, nonsense activities. Dogs are dirty and noisy and do nonsense. And people in Kali Yuga are dirty and naughty and they do nonsense. Dirty and naughty and they do nonsense. Why do I say you? Dirty and noisy. People in Kali Yuga are also dirty minded and very noisy, talking prajapa all the time and engaged in various dirty things like dogs. So he has that iron staff specially for Kali Yuga. It's a rather unusual staff. Usually a king or a minister or even the head of some religious group will have a sacred staff, a danda, like the Vatican, the Pope of the Catholic Church. he has his danda, and it's worth about 1,000 lakhs, a few crores or whatever, 1,000 crores or something. And it's solid gold, it's about 6 feet long and has a head on it. It's full of diamonds and jewels. And that's the official, but the royal, you must have heard, the royal staff, the staff of royalty. So this is a status symbol, and it's symbolic of the leader. And Nityananda is the leader of the Sankirtan movement. And he has an iron staff. Rather ironic and paradoxical. But it's appropriate because he's in Kali Yuga, which is the Iron Age. So he has an iron staff to chastise the iron men. Iron man. The iron men of Kali. The Loha Janas. Loha Janas, the iron people, iron men. Shukla nila pita bahu vira patavas parma vichitta paridhanera vilas. Nitai was most charmingly dressed with varieties of fine white, blue, and yellow silk cloth. Interesting choice of colors. Shukla, white, means Balaram. And it also means all the colors. And represents his heart also. His heart is, has all the colors of Seva. So originally, color is white. Light passes through a prism and creates so many different colors. So Shukla represents Balaram, like a puffy white cloud in the autumn season. After the rainy season, all the dark blue clouds of Krishna, Ghanashyam clouds, they pour all the rain and then they become white. They become white, and you see all these, in autumn season, all these puffy white clouds floating around with no water, just some vapor. And his complexion of Balaram's skin is like a puffy white cloud in autumn. Very beautiful and soft also. And he's wearing blue and yellow silk cloth. Well, what do you know about that? Because he's absorbed in the service of Radharani as a Nangamanjari. So Radharani likes blue things. So Anangamanjari wears blue cloth, and so does Radharani. It's a reminder of Krishna. And needless to say, Nityananda Balaram is absorbed in the service of Gaura Krishna, who's always wearing yellow, Pitambaram, Pitambara. What else was he, how else did he look? Vetra vamshi pachani jatara pate shobe jaradara shanadhyan jagamano lobe. Nitai had a cane, a flute, a vamshi, a bamboo stick, and a bamboo stick stuck in his belt, jatara pate shobe. Simply by seeing or meditating, darshana dhyan, simply by seeing Lord Nityananda or meditating on him, the minds of everyone in the world become enchanted. Manolobe. Now our minds are enchanted by Maya. They're attracted to Maya. And they're rather happy with that attraction. Prefer that over, because any other attraction seems forced. It seems that we have to force our attraction in the direction of God. We have to take our natural flow of our thoughts and our mind and put a dam on it. Say, wait a minute, stop, you're going the wrong direction. Go the other way, or at least stop right here and don't go any further in that direction. Stop your flow that way. Now let me tell you what to think about. So this is a beautiful meditation that's being given here. And he's taking a pause here in the description of Nityananda's beautiful form by saying, if anyone meditates on what I'm describing, he'll become enchanted. Jagamano lobe. Lobe means he will attain. And mano lobe, his mind will become greedy. The minds of anyone in the universe will become greedy for such a beautiful form. Mano lobe. So everyone become enchanted. We can meditate. He's saying they will become. It's a benediction. It's a prediction. It's a fact. You see him directly, Sakshat Darshan. Darshan, you see him? Oh, I wasn't there in Navadvip. Now Nityananda is moving in Navadvip looking like this. A Malavesh. Paramamohan Sankirtan Malavesh. And so many people are seeing him and being benedicted and blessed by that auspicious, beautiful mind and chanting Darshan. Oh, but I'm so unfortunate. I'm living in Kali Yuga. In 2012, New Delhi, Mumbai, France, England, etc. And I can't see Nityananda. And Vrindavan Das Thakur said, that's all right. You can meditate, dhyanam, darshanam dhyanam. Either you sakshat darshan, you see directly, if you're in Prakat Leela. If you're not so fortunate to be in Prakat Leela, manifest pastimes, then you can meditate. Then the person will say, well, meditate on what? You should do Rup Dhyan, Nityananda Rup Dhyan. Well, what Rup Dhyan? Meditating on the form, Rup Dhyan. Where is the description of his form? I'm giving it to you right here. In Antikanda, chapter 5, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Verse 5:10 to verse 5:18. Beautiful 9-verse meditation on Nityananda's Rup Dhyan. And I guarantee, if you do this, then Jaga Mano Lobe, mind will become enchanted and satisfied. And what else should we meditate on about Nityananda's beautiful form? Rachatanu Pura Mala Shobe Sri Charan Parama Madura Dhwani Gajendra Gaman. Gajendra Gamane. Gamane means to move. Gamana, to move, to walk, to wander. Rajata Nupura Mala Shovesri Charan Parama Madura Dhwani Gajendra Gaman. Nittai's lotus feet were adorned with silver ankle bells and bands which produced sweet sounds as he moved like the king of elephants. Parama Madura Dhwani. Must have been ankle bells. Nupura is generally it says silver ankle bells. So there were some round bands around his ankles and also some silver ankle bells dangling there. And they are real ankle bells. A lot of times nowadays they have these imitation ankle bells. It looks like a little round thing and it's hanging a little chain and ladies tie around their ankle, but there's no little ball inside that round opening little area. It's supposed to be a little ball in there, a little split in it. And then it jingles, ding, ding, ding. and they're very good quality, pure silver ankle bells. They sound very beautiful and very attractive. And Nityananda was obviously wearing best quality. Indian silver, no, whatever, German silver, whatever the best was. And so in other words, if something is beautiful, what makes something beautiful? Not only color and form and shape, but also sound. Sound can be beautiful. If a woman, for example, if she's dressed very attractively and colorfully and stylishly, and has very appealing colors and style and design, and her form is very well shaped and attractive, and she also has a nice voice, then that enhances, there's more features and attributes of making her beautiful, what's considered mundane beauty. So Lord Chaitanya not only looks good, but he sounds good. Of course, he's acting not only good, but he's acting the best possible way by enthusiastically chanting and dancing in Sankirtan for the benefit of everyone. So he's attracting everyone with his Sankirtan, his Premnam Sankirtan, he's attracting everyone. He's attracting everyone with his ecstatic dancing. He's attracting everyone with his Vidagda dressing, his artistic, clever dressing. Garlands on his head and different colored cloths tied around his head like turbans and beautiful rings on his finger and so many bracelets. Very, very beautiful. And then you hear the sound. And he's moving, he's wandering, wandering down the road like the king of elephants, carefree, fearless, carefree, I'm the boss, step aside, I'm coming down the road. No, not intimidated by anyone, not worried about anyone, just like royal, like an elephant, Gajendra Gamana. JDK Chahena Prabhuvara Nityananda. JDK Chahena Prabhuvara Nityananda. Sadik Haya Krishna Rasa Murti Amanta. Hena Matte Nityananda Parama Kotuke. Achena Chaitanya Janma Bhumi Navadvipe. In whatever direction Nitai glanced, everyone in that direction became filled with the mellows of love for Krishna. Krishna Rasa Murti Manta, Sei DK. Wherever he glanced, he filled those directions with Krishna Rasa. And everyone who received that rasa-laden glance of Nityananda, they became an embodiment of that rasa, that kirtan rasa, that prema rasa. They became Murti Manta. They became very personal embodiments, the kripa patras of Nityananda, kripa patra, became the recipients of Lord Nityananda's divine dispensation of mercy and compassion. And as a result, they became filled with the mellows of love for Krishna. When we chant the holy name in any time, but especially when we're performing Nam Sankirtan, we should pray to the Lord that our name is pure. Not to derive any commission or any particular benefits or revelations or ulas or ecstasies for our own self-aggrandizement or benefit or pleasure, but nimitta matram, be an instrument of Krishna's will. And we're on Sankirtan to serve Lord Gauranga, Guru and Gauranga, and help the conditioned souls and benefit them. We're selfless welfare workers. And when we're out there, it's not that we're trying to enjoy the, you may enjoy the kirtan, we usually, devotees usually do. But our prayer and meditation, Krishna, please, somehow this useless, contaminated tongue of mine, an useless, contaminated, wretched, filthy heart and mind of mine, can you just put that aside for a second and forget about all that? I'll have to deal with that later when I address all of these issues at the time of chanting japa in my solitary bhajan and non-bhajan and personal meditation and inner development. But now I'm on the field, and this is the Sankirtan Kshetra. This is the Udar Kshetra, the field of benefit, and I'm here to help and liberate others. And they'll get the most help and the quickest liberation if somehow they can hear Shuddha Nam from my lips. So at least for these few moments or few hours, Let the Shuddha Nam roll out of my lips. And maybe one time I'll even hear it myself. But even if you don't let me hear it, or don't even let me know that I'm chanting Shuddha Nam, and I don't have any experiences of it, let the other people hear it. Let the other people receive Shuddha Nam. And then they do, either knowingly or unknowingly, they'll be transformed. Agyata Sukriti or Gyata Sukriti. Sukriti, knowingly or unknowingly, they get the fullest benefit by their experience of hearing the Nam Sankirtan party, which we are part of, by the blessings and mercy of the Lord and His, our Gurudev. So in this way, Nityananda resided in Navadvip, which is, I didn't say the verse, Hena Mate Nityananda Parama Gotuke. Achena Chaitanya Janma Bhumi Navadvipe. In this way, Nityananda resided in Navadvip, which is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Janma Bhumi is Navadvip. As they say, when you go around India, South India traveling, at least so, 10, 20 years ago was like that. They say, where are you from? And you would say Vrindavan or Vrindavan. No one knew anything where that was. And then you would say Mathura. Say, well, Mathura, that's Krishna Janambhumi. You've heard of Krishna Janambhumi? Oh, yes, yes, Krishna Janambhumi, they say, Janambhumi. Well, Mathura is Krishna Janambhumi. Devaki Nandan Krishna appeared there 5,000 years ago. We also have our Janambhumi, Navadvip. It's a Janambhumi of the golden avatar, the Prema avatar, Lord Gauranga. So we'll hear more about Nityananda's travels in Navadvip tomorrow.